Loop from Route 50 to Pennsylvania Avenue, just over a half an hour. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, about a half an hour. That's 21 minutes more than normal. And 95 southbound, right near Powder Mill Road. Be careful, there's an accident. It is on the shoulder. And 66 eastbound from the Fairfax County Parkway to the Beltway, a 19-minute trip. Mass Transit moving along quite well. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered areas of rain and showers this morning. A few showers this afternoon, 59. Most of our wet weather early today. Chance of showers early tonight, then fog in later, 49 degrees outside the Beltway, a little cooler. Fog early tomorrow, then we brighten the sky in the afternoon. Very warm on a southeast breeze, up into the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Manassas, 41 in Silver Spring, 44 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Pella Windows. Gerrymandering is back in the spotlight of the Supreme Court as midterms near and tensions rise. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Hey, joining us in 10 minutes, we'll be joined by John Lott to unpack, as they like to say, this whole gun debate. And that slippery slope, we are on our way down it, and we're going to talk to him about how to stop it. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonies.
All right, well, we've spent a lot of time talking about, we always do, about CNN and what they're up to and what they're covering and what they're not covering and how they treat America. And one thing they've spent a tremendous amount of time on, is Stormy Daniels. Yeah, so good old Stormy Daniels becoming so rich and famous off of the fact that she was never this rich and famous until she mentioned Donald Trump's name. This is why people license the Trump name, by the way. You don't even, Trump doesn't own the building. They just stamp the name Trump on the side of it, and turns out all right. Well, Stormy Daniels has basically stamped the name Trump right on her forehead, and she's been using that to benefit her career in the last few weeks. And she appeared on 60 Minutes this past weekend, and that became a big thing. Anderson Cooper, who doubles as a CNN host, got derived a benefit from that. A lot of Americans watch that. But CNN's attention to this story has really been kind of wild. Amber Athey over at the Daily Caller pulled all the data together and found out that between midnight on Friday, March 23rd, and Sunday on March 25th, CNN mentioned the porn star Stormy Daniels 312 times, and the former Playboy model Karen McDougal has also made claims about having a relationship with the president 290 times, versus that famous, more so infamous omnibus bill. You know what I mentioned, how many times they got that? 162. Meaning CNN spent twice as much time on Stormy Daniels as they did on the thing that actually impacts your life.
Well, because they're not about reporting news. They're about pushing propaganda. And they've made that very clear. So at least the mask is off at this point. So this isn't surprising. And I just wanted to know how Amber did that. Did she have to sit and watch CNN for hours and hours and hours to count that up?
Well, I will. The secret here is the power of the internet allows you to do some media monitoring. So we're able to search the transcripts.
Because that poor girl should get a full paid vacation then if she had to watch that.
Well, she should. Let's not say it too out loud, though. I'd like her to keep her working over at the Daily Caller, where I also work. But this is actually kind of funny because Brian Stelter, who's like the chief media critic at CNN, who turns his media criticism on everybody, but with the exception of his own network for the most part, was gotten to a back and forth, I guess, with Tucker Carlson, because Tucker said this of CNN. He said, if you're a committed Trump opponent, is Stormy Daniels really the best you can do? If you're looking for a new reason to be mad at the president, I don't know. What about the budget deal he signed on Friday and saying that CNN, among others, have all but ignored the omnibus bill and many stories like it? Again, a lot of people like the omnibus bill, Trump supporters among them. Stelter responded that Tucker's critique is, quote, cheap and dishonest and an insult to Carlson's own colleagues. But the numbers are proof. Amber pulled the numbers. They're proof. CNN went twice as hard on Stormy Daniels as they ever did on the omnibus bill. I mean, it's obvious that they don't lie, those numbers. So there's some facts here.
It's crazy.
Meanwhile, over on CNN's sister network, Headline News, you have Essie Cupp on her show. She's advocating for something here that I haven't really heard anybody say yet, at least certainly nobody on the right, because, again, Essie comes from a conservative background. Here's what she's saying Melania Trump should do in the face of these Stormy Daniels stories.
Over those years, Hillary became, for me, what she became for many women. The literal definition of stand by your man. While feminists trotted her out as a role model for strong women, all I saw was a woman who was humiliated time and again, and for reasons either personal or political, decided to take it. Imagine if she'd left him. Gone would have been his baggage, but also some of hers. When she said things on the campaign trail like, I've always stood for women, it might have actually been believable had she not spent all those years defending her husband at the expense of his accusers. Maybe then she would have been the person on the campaign trail that her closest friends say she was in real life, warm, guileless, accountable. Instead, perhaps thanks to years of overcompensating for her uneasy role as feminist icon, her public persona was steely, aloof, and defensive. Who knows what could have been? Now, Melania may not have a political career to consider, but as First Lady, she is an inherently important figure in American politics, and women are watching, particularly young women. Melania should do for this generation of girls what Hillary Clinton did not do for mine, and leave her jerk of a husband.
Whoa. So rolling a hand grenade into the debate and comparing it to Hillary Clinton staying with Bill Clinton and saying, Melania, you have to do this. You have to be a part of a political expression and divorce your husband.
You know, during the Clinton thing, I said if Hillary Clinton was seen, if there was video of her of just clothes flying out the second floor window and being thrown on the White House lawn, I think a lot of women would have cheered Hillary Clinton at that point. But I don't think you can compare the Clinton issue with the Trump issue. They're two different things. And I also would have respected the Hillary Clinton, if they said, look, we got problems, we're going to counseling. We're going to fix our problems. That's okay because it's truly their problem. It's truly their marriage. So I'm not in her shoes for either one of them to judge them.
Exactly.
But I do think the path Hillary Clinton took with these bimbo eruptions and trying to denigrate the other women, you know what? Your husband was 50% responsible. And in some of those, 100% responsible. So that's where I thought the blame should have been, because with the Trump thing, from what we understand, this was consensual.
Well, okay.
Even Stormy Daniels said he didn't force himself on her. You can't compare these two.
Well, so was Monica. Here's the difference. A couple differences. One, the allegations against Trump predate his time in the White House.
Exactly.
So things may have changed.
Yes.
The relationship may have been patched up since then, assuming that what the allegations are true. All of that said, you know, I saw Ala Pundit, a Hot Air, respond to this too. The idea of like what SE's doing is basically using this as a political tool, saying, hey, we're going to Melania, leave your husband, do what Hillary couldn't. This is, kind of tit for tat here and have a political expression through your divorce. That's not what relationships are about. You don't discard a relationship for a cheap political expression. I mean, there's a number of reasons why trying to push Melania to divorce Donald Trump would be a bad idea. Not to mention the fact that this is a decision that those two people have to make, not the public. The public doesn't compel someone to do that. And also, you have to remember, there are children involved here, too. There's a reason why people who otherwise may actually decide that they want to end a marriage for whatever reason, sometimes consider against it. And it often involves having young children. Barron Trump, I mean, think this through. Just because you may derive some sort of political benefit out of somebody else's relationship getting untangled or falling apart doesn't mean that's actually good for them or their family or their children.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to, like, I don't know, think that through and keep that in mind before you're pushing people to divorce each other. 8:15 here on WMAL. Hang on, we got John Lott joining us next. A lot going on in gun news, especially as a Supreme Court justice really wants to repeal the Second Amendment. It's 8:15. Let's figure out what's going on in the roadways. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, thanks. V Street Northeast between Bladensburg Road and South Dakota Avenue. We have some ongoing police activity. All lanes are blocked. We're told it's an active investigation. Your alternates would be New York Avenue, Rhode Island Avenue, or Fort Lincoln Drive. Now, Route 3, the Crane Highway at 175 Annapolis Road, there's a crash there. Police are there, too. 95 southbound approaching Powder Mill Road, an accident investigation continues. The inner loop of the Beltway near Ritchie Marlboro Road, a crash, and the police are en route. The outer loop between Pennsylvania Avenue and Route 50, a very slow go, 39 minutes. And Ashburn Road at Russell Branch Parkway, we have an accident blocking all lanes. Mass Transit okay. And now the 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today we've got scattered showers in the morning, and then it'll remain cloudy with showers in the afternoon, a high of 59 degrees. Tonight, rain showers will be early, and then it'll become more intermittent overnight with areas of dense fog, a low of 49 degrees. And then tomorrow morning, the fog will continue, and then it'll become partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high then of 79 degrees. It's 44 right now in the nation's capital, 816 on WMAL.
Don't fear running out of money in retirement. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio with Mike Kinnett of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group and enjoy your retirement. The Savvy Investor Radio, Sundays at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. on WMAL.
Get you up to speed here. Justice John Paul Stevens yesterday calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment wrote that in a New York Times op-ed saying that that would be simple. Simple was what the actual phrase he used. The president responding to that this morning saying the Second Amendment, all caps here, he's serious, the Second Amendment will never be repealed. As much as Democrats would like to see this happen, and despite the words yesterday of former Supreme Court Justice Stevens, no way. We need more Republicans in 2018 and must always hold the Supreme Court. For more on this, let's go now to John Lott. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and the author of The War on Guns. John, good morning. I'd really appreciate
morning.
You here. So what did you make of the fact that a former Supreme Court justice, of all people, wrote an op-ed yesterday calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment?
Well, I guess I'm not particularly surprised. I mean, you have four current liberal justices on the Supreme Court who I think have similar feelings. You know, the question is whether it's even necessary for them to pass an amendment that undoes the Second Amendment. You have four members who have said twice now that they don't believe that there's an individual right to self-defense, let alone a right to somebody owning a gun to do that. And so, I mean, they can outright repeal it, or they can get a fifth member of the Supreme Court and repeal it just through their decisions.
Yeah, I mean, I was the amazing thing was, like, he talked about the Heller decision, how he was one of four dissenters in that decision. And it kind of made me think, well, the other three justices, what if they all share his opinion here, that the Second Amendment itself needs to be repealed? I mean, how much does that inform the way that they actually handle these decisions if they're already of the opinion that an entire amendment of the Bill of Rights needs to be excised?
Right. I mean, they don't have to formally repeal it. They can just say, we interpret it in such a way as it's meaningless. Mm-hmm. And that's and you have four members right now. That's the reason why the 2016 election was so crucial, because if Hillary Clinton was there and rather than Neil Gorsuch, you'd had somebody that she wanted on it, then it's quite clear you would have had five people. I mean, she during the campaign, Clinton said multiple times that she thought that the Heller and McDonald decisions, which said, I mean, all those said was that you couldn't completely ban guns. You couldn't completely ban an entire category of guns. She thought that those were wrongly decided. And so if she had put somebody on the Supreme Court who believed the same things that she did, then they could have, you know, and said that the government can completely ban guns. And then what does it mean? What's the whole point of having the Second Amendment? If it doesn't even stop you from completely banning guns, I don't see what the point of it being there is.
Can we just play this out here? Because my question is, all right, let's give them what they want. If they get what they want, do we then authorize the police to go from house to house to every single household in this country to seize weapons? Because in a lot of states, you don't know who has firearms, nor do you know what they have. So is that how this plays out?
Well, they may not do that directly. I mean, California and Chicago and other places in the United States have already used registration lists in order to ban guns and then require that people have to either destroy the gun or turn them in or get rid of them in some way. And so, I mean, look, you have a big push right now for universal background checks. And the only way universal background checks works is if you have registration of guns. And so, you know, you could have it so that So you're doing background checks on all private transfers of guns and as well as sales. And after 6, 7, 8 years, you have some president who says, okay, we've been requiring that the licensed dealers have been collecting this information, everybody. We're just going to pass another law that requires that people have to turn, that the dealers have to turn in their list to the federal government, and you have kind of an instant national registration.
Right. It'd be
and
a
then,
gateway to a registry.
And then a couple of years later, you have a law that gets passed that says, okay, we think these guns ought to be banned, and you have a list of people who have them.
So what you're describing is the slippery slope that we often hear from the left doesn't exist, which is like, we just want to make an incremental change, and we don't have an end goal that includes taking away all guns. So, for instance, they'll say, we just want to ban assault weapons, but we don't want to take handguns away, despite the fact that handguns are used in more murders than assault, so-called assault rifles ever are. And then there's this issue of the Supreme Court, which I want to focus on for one more moment. Justice Anthony Kennedy, there's so much discussion about whether or not he is set to retire this year. Some Republicans hoping he does it before the 2018 midterms to energize people. But isn't this an expression of how important picking these justices is? I mean, the fact that you've got a former one who's saying, get rid of the Second Amendment. Now, Anthony Kennedy may step down. And this, you know, if the Senate changes hands, Democrats are going to successfully be able to stop a Trump appointment from ever making it to the court from now on.
Oh, sure. I mean... The Supreme Court is much more important in people's lives than it was, you know, 60, 70 years ago. As the government's gotten bigger and gotten more involved, and we have regulatory agencies that, you know, touch every aspect of our lives. I mean, we have regulatory agencies now that, you know, 70 years ago or 100 years ago, nobody would have dreamed of even possibly existing. You know, who you appoint to the Supreme Court becomes more and more important. And so that's one reason why we have bigger battles over who gets on the court.
John Lott, thank you. Always appreciate your insight. We'll have you back soon, sir.
Thank you.
8:23 here on WMAL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
You hear a lot about, you hear me talk a lot about Bethesda Sedation Dentistry and how wonderful they are. If you're anxious, maybe downright fearful of going to the dentist, they will walk you through the process. They will give you medication if you need it. You can sleep through your appointment. But you know what else? They're just great dentists. So maybe you say, I don't need sedation. You know, I don't need that. I'm okay with going to the dentist. Well, if you need a great dentist, yeah, these are your guys. I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. And as I told you, I have my issues. I'm a little nervous, you know, when I go to the dentist, but I don't necessarily need medication just to get me in the chair. But they're great dentists. They're compassionate. They don't rush you. And the other thing is they put you in control of your appointment. So they tell you everything they're going to do as they do that. And for a lot of people like me, that's enough to make me comfortable and feel like I'm in control. I know what's going to happen here. It takes away the fear of the unknown. You'll get follow-up calls after procedures. You'll get emails. They'll give you their cell phone numbers. You can call them at any time. You want to learn more about sedation dentistry? If, like me, you just need a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
You're too busy to waste time searching for parking and too smart to waste money overpaying. That's why the smartest, busiest people love Spot Hero. With the free Spot Hero app, simply download the app, type in your destination, and Spot Hero will show you the closest and least expensive parking spots around your destination. Reserving and paying for your spot is as easy as a few taps on your phone, so it can fit your busy schedule, not the other way around. Even better, you can take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST. Spot Hero. Park smarter.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Vince, police very busy in the district on B Street between Bladensburg Road and South Dakota Avenue. The road is closed in both directions. An active investigation going on. They're dealing with what they're terming a suspicious package. 31st Street is closed as well between B and Adams Street, so you might want to use New York Avenue, Rhode Island Avenue, or Fort Lincoln Drive as an alternate. Canal Road inbound near Foxhole Road, we're dealing with a pothole. Be very careful there. This traffic report sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Route 3, the Crane Highway. At Route 175, Annapolis Road, watch out. There's a crash. The 95 southbound in Beltsville approaching 212 Powder Mill Road. An accident. They have pushed it onto the shoulder, however. The outer loop after Ritchie Marlboro Road, an accident blocking the left lane. Branch Avenue southbound at Silver Hole Road. An accident with police there. And Ashburn Road at Russell Branch Parkway in Ashburn. An accident there blocking lanes. Police and the fire department on the scene. Mass Transit moving along quite well. Are you suffering from knee or back pain? Well, call 1-800-616-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your back or knee pain. 90% satisfaction rating. Insurance may pay the cost. Call for free information. 1-800-888-KNEE. 1-800-616-KNEE. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A little damp pavement out there. Slow your roll if you run into a few showers. Some of those showers may produce briefly some moderate rainfall into the afternoon. Scattered areas of showers. 59. Overnight tonight, showers early. Dense fog late. 49 degrees outside the Beltway. Yeah, it'll be a little bit cooler. Fog early tomorrow morning, then some sunshine with clouds in the afternoon. Breezy and much, much warmer. 79. More rain in. Late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
44 degrees in the nation's capital, 827 on WMAL.
Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing. And for quite a while now, you've heard me talk about the core principles instilled in me by my father and Vietnam War veteran Al Kincaid. The same core principles that Valor Roofing is built upon. Honor, respect, and trust. Thanks for continuing to make Valor one of the most hired and trusted roofers in our area. If you haven't taken advantage of our best sale of the year, then here's your last chance before it's gone till next year. Now through the end of March, when you hire Valor to replace your roof, I'll give you the shingles on the backside of your home completely free when you buy them for the front. Plus, no interest and no payments till this fall. That's the peace of mind of no payments and 50% off materials, but only till March 31st. In honor of National Vietnam War Veterans Day, our first Razor Roof for a Vet recipient of 2018 is Deborah and Ishel Heinbuck. Valor is replacing their roof in honor of their late husband and father, Charles Heinbuck. A decorated Vietnam War veteran, they left the world far too young. Learn more about Charles and other American heroes at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
Howdy, Washington, D.C. It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. They ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code CAT3 for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
Unbelievable numbers of children, adult children, who have their bills covered by their parents. We're going to get into this and whether or not this affects your life, or if it hasn't yet, whether it will soon enough. All of that straight ahead on WMAL. It's 8:30 right now.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. China now confirms North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un did visit Beijing this week for talks with China's president. And that meeting with Donald Trump could be next.
The president tweets that he looks forward to his meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, though when and where it might take place is still being worked out. He adds, quote, received message last night from Xi Jinping of China that his meeting with Kim Jong-un went very well and that Kim looks forward to his meeting with me. In the meantime, and unfortunately, maximum sanctions and pressure must be maintained at all cost, end quote. The official Chinese news agency suggests Kim is willing to denuclearize his country, a key goal of the sanctions. However, the North has not said publicly it was willing to do so, potentially stalling a face-to-face meeting. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court today takes up a gerrymandering case from Maryland where some Republicans are challenging the congressional boundaries drawn in 2011. Todd Eberle is a political scientist at St. Mary's College.
We actually have incontrovertible evidence that it was partisan gerrymandering because Martin O'Malley, the former governor of Maryland who oversaw the redistricting process, gave a statement under oath in which he said, absolutely and without equivocation, that he drew the district for the purpose of electing a Democrat.
Maryland lawmakers are advancing a bill that would effectively ban gay conversion therapy for minors. The bill would make the practice of trying to change a minor's sexual orientation or gender identity illegal. And a Prince George's County corrections officer has been charged in Charles County with attacking and trying to kill his wife. Authorities say 45-year-old Armando Rodriguez handcuffed his wife and put her in leg shackles and then stabbed her at least 20 times. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,858, the Nasdaq at 7,009. Sports sponsored by Lidl, the Wizards beat San Antonio to snap a three-game losing streak. NHL, the Caps host the Rangers tonight, and the Nats lose to the Twins to end the exhibition schedule. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Working in the yard this spring? Shop Lidl for surprisingly low prices on gardening essentials. Get mulch, bulbs, and tools starting at just $2.49 while supplies last. Stop by your local Lidl and pick up a free gardening booklet today. Lidl, rethink grocery. Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Your vehicle's engine air filter looks like a simple barrier of accordion-like folded paper, because that's basically all it is. But it's responsible for providing clean air to your engine's cylinders. This simple filter does a great job, but only for so long. Over time, the dirt it prevents from entering your engine builds up on the filter, and a clogged engine air filter prevents your engine from getting enough fresh air, which can rob it of performance and fuel economy. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
They say that some things get better with age, like wine and my car. Because I've been taking it to Jiffy Lube for years, they've kept my car running with their signature service oil change. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs. They also follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment. And they're locally owned, just like me. Jiffy Lube only gets better with age.
Sure, you could have surgery to look younger, but why on earth would you do that? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you got to listen to Joanne from Connecticut. She wrote in and said, my husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I have also had remarkable results. Can't be without it. Exactly. Imagine the bags and the puffiness under your eyes completely gone. That's years off your appearance. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains natural ingredients for incredible results, safely and quickly. It's really as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's and her husband's in 12 hours or your money back, guaranteed. And right now, it's the perfect time to try Chamonix's brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy, sagging eyelids. Order Genucel today and get the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift absolutely free. Go to Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now. Express shipping is also free. 800-525-2720 or Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Are leaves and debris rotting in your gutters and damaging your home? Are your gutters clogged? Are you dreading another dangerous climb up that ladder? Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Belden's patented design prevents leaves and debris from ever getting into your gutter while funneling water away from your home. Unlike screens or open gutters, Leaf Guard is a permanent solution. No clogs guaranteed. Call 833-4-BELDEN or visit beldenradio.com for a free in-home consultation. A Belden project consultant will show you what's going on in your gutters. Plus, Leaf Guard is available in a variety of colors, and you get fast, professional installation in just one day. Belden Leaf Guard has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. Right now, you'll save 20% on your entire Belden Leaf Guard system, plus no money down, no interest, no payments for 12 months. Belden Leaf Guard. Call now. A better home begins with Belden.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, our listeners should avoid V Street between Bladensburg Road and South Dakota Avenue because of ongoing police activity in the district. Also, 31st Street is closed between V and Adams, so your alternates would be New York Avenue, Rhode Island Avenue, or Fort Lincoln Drive. 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel, a 13-minute commute. And in the outer loop of the Beltway in Capitol Heights after Ritchie Marlboro Road, watch out, an accident. Police have it over to the shoulder, however. 95 southbound approaching Powder Mill Road, there's a crash. It is on the shoulder. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed south. Just beyond Annapolis Road, a crash blocking the left lane. And 66 eastbound between 234, Business 234, and the Beltway, a 30-minute commute. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered areas of showers, 59. Overnight tonight, showers early, dense fog late, 49 degrees outside the Beltway. Fog early tomorrow morning, then some sunshine with clouds in the afternoon, breezy and much, much warmer, 79. More rain in late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Dumfries, 41 in Bowie, 44 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630 Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's so hard for them out there in this world.
They pay everything for me because I just turned 18.
I know people in their 40s whose parents still pay for their cell phone bills.
Yeah, that's just a small sampling of a parent's and adult children talking about their parents paying for their bills.
Yeah.
And because apparently that is a thing now. 75%, according to a new poll, 75% of parents are helping their adult children pay their bills. 3 out of 4 parents still helping their adult children. And these aren't, you know, children with disabilities. A lot of them are college educated. A lot of them are perfectly capable of paying. According to creditcards.com, 39% pay their cell phone for their children, adult children. 39% for the cell phone, 36% for transportation, 24% for rent, 21% for utilities, 20% for their student loans. Amazing to me. So the question is, why is this happening? And this is a parenting expert. Her name is Tammy Golds. She has an explanation, her idea of why this is happening.
If your child is trying and doing everything right, they're trying to get a job every day, they're building their skills, and nothing's not working, it's okay to help them. If they're spending, you know, thousands of dollars, if they're abusing the privilege of being at home, that's not okay.
Yeah, there's a distinct difference. So we want to talk to you. 888-630-9625. You could be anonymous if you'd like, because, you know, the shame. Are you paying any of your adult children's bills, and why? Now, I will give the caveat. If your adult child, for instance, is in college, because over the age of 18, an adult child, in college or, you know, graduate school, working to get a degree of some kind so they can better themselves and get out of the house, I think that's different than having an adult child who is not in school, is maybe working, or just living in your basement. I want to know why you pay some of their bills. 888-630-9625. And did your parents pay any of your bills when I was out of college? My parents gave me the summer. They said it'll be your last summer off. Mm-hmm. You'll never get another spring break. This is your last summer off. Enjoy it, kiddo. When September hit, when Labor Day hit, my parents were like, okay, do you have a job yet? That's it. Get a job. And they slowly but surely stopped paying. I had to pay for my own car. I had to pay for this. I had to pay. We didn't have cell phones, but I had to pay. I said, I'm not buying your clothes. I guess you better get a job. And then they started charging me rent to kind of put the screws in to make it less and less comfortable to continue living at home. 888-630-9625.
I don't think it's a shame to have this situation in all cases. I think there's a lot of people who have real tough cases, for meaning the kids do, when they are graduating college, for instance. College debt burden, I keep talking about this, has never been higher. It accounts for, at least, there's been some studies saying as much as a 35% decline in young American home ownership from 2007 to 2015. So really, over the last decade or so, we've seen about almost a 40% decline in young American home ownership that is connected directly to how much student loan debt people are carrying. So as a result, there's tons of financial pressures and financial decisions that are being put off because of how much debt people have. Young people, debt, and that whether that's in the form of student loans or credit card debt. And so what do? Well, they look for cost trimming, and they take advantage of the fact that, you know, they have parents who are established, and they'll live in their home, or they'll help them out with bills, or they'll help them actually pay down some of that debt. So you have parents who are actively, I think, trying to, I mean, the whole point of this, in the case of almost any parent is doing this, is trying to set that adult child on a course towards financial success and not financial ruin. So they're trying to enable that child to succeed into the future. Now, the trick here, and what I is you don't obviously want to be in a situation where you're enabling grifting, where you're just enabling somebody who's taking advantage. You're making your child a welfare recipient who's just like, I'm going to keep living on the dole. I'm going to keep taking advantage of the bills. Yeah. The point to all of this is a leg up, a leg out,
yep.
not just a bed in which you develop bed sores.
Well, no, absolutely. And listen, there were kids who were raised during the Depression, so times were tough too. We look at that. But I think you're right. If your kid is making forward steps quickly enough, because kids can make forward steps and still be living in your home when they're 35 years old, and you're like, okay, we need to have a discussion here. You're 35 years old. You have a kid. It's time for you to move out. You need to, you know, if my kid is continually making bad decisions that's putting him or her further into debt or not solving the debt issue, out the door. That would be me. 888-630-9625. Mike in Manassas, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Are you part of the 75%?
Good morning, guys. One of the big things that I was able to get a little help with when I was that young adult was my cell phone bill and car insurance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, you know, you figure you graduate your bachelor's at, what, 23 or so, depending on if you're on a five-year plan or not. And I chose to actually take over those because I was kind of lucky in some ways. My mom didn't want me to go, but by the time I was 25, I had my first house. Like, we had a car, and I mean, it was exactly what you would like that old school American dream.
Yeah, yeah, and that's great. But I think limited help with like a cell phone and insurance when you're in college, I don't have a problem with that at all. I was 39 when we bought our first house.
Well, 75% of parents are doing it, paying adult children bills. And the question for you this morning is, do you do this or would you if this was in front of you? 888-630-9625, 843 on WMAL.
I appreciate your putting the straightforward truth out there.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Me too.
Washington's Mall.
WMAM.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Well, a lot of these young adults are looking for jobs. And if you're trying to find one who's very competent, sometimes it can be hard if you use some of these crappy, traditional, regular job boards. Maybe try one that works. There's a place where people go daily to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. 70% of the entire U.S. workforce already there. It's LinkedIn. You know LinkedIn is the world's largest professional network, and it's also a better way to find great talent. Just ask any of the hundreds of thousands of businesses who've posted to LinkedIn jobs over the past year. And because LinkedIn considers those skills, those experiences, location, and so much more to match and promote your job to potential candidates, businesses rate LinkedIn jobs 40% higher than job boards at delivering quality candidates. 22 million professionals view and apply to jobs every single week on LinkedIn, in every industry, even yours and mine. So don't settle for posting, hoping that right person's going to find your role and apply. Instead, go to LinkedIn.com/WMAL and get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WMAL for your $50 credit today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Every spring I get the same call from homeowners. Patrick, my old roof squeaked through one last winter, but it's done. I need to replace my roof now. A lot of homeowners ask me, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? I get it. Just because you know it's time for a new roof doesn't mean your wallet feels the same way. So I started thinking, why don't you pay me half later and half never? Now through March 31st, we're cutting the price on all roofing materials by 50%. And the 50% you do pay, you can pay me later with 0% financing and no payments for 12 months. We've installed over 30,000 roofs, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through March 31st, pay half later, half never.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince. In the district, Lee Street between Bladensburg Road and South Dakota Avenue closed by ongoing police activity, as is 31st Street between V and Adams. So your alternates would be New York Avenue, Rhode Island Avenue, or Fort Lincoln Drive. Canal Road inbound, right near Foxhall Road. Watch out, we're dealing with a huge pothole, so be careful there. The Beltway's outer loop, right after Ritchie Marlborough Road, there's an accident. It has been moved to the shoulder. 95 southbound, approaching Powder Mill Road, we're still dealing with a crash on the shoulder. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound, just past 450 Annapolis Road, a crash takes out the left lane. Police are there. And 270 headed south near I-370. Watch out, there is debris on the road, so be careful there as well. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy day of morning with areas of rain and showers around. I think into the afternoon, we'll see clouds stick with us and even that threat for a few showers. 59 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 44 degrees in the nation's capital, 847 on WMAL.
75% of parents are helping adult children pay their bills. Is there a limit? And I think we can all agree there are some exceptions if the kid's in college or getting some kind of a degree and they're, you know, not 40, still trying to get the bachelor's. Do you pick up any of the tab for any of the bills? Did your parents pick up the tab for any of your bills? And Katie in Fort Meade. Katie, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I have two sons in the military, and I cover their cell phone bills. They've purchased their own vehicles. They take care of everything else, and, of course, the military takes care of some of that. But, I only help with the cell phone bills. And that's because I want the contact with them so far away.
Right. And listen, in the military, they probably don't make a whole lot of money, but it's not like they're living in your basement and you're paying for their cell phone bill. They're out actually doing something. And for one, maybe both of them, it'll be a career path. So I don't think that that's a horrid thing. They're both under the age of 21. I think that's fine.
Well, thank you for giving your country two great sons. Appreciate that, Katie.
Yeah. Thank you, Katie. Let's go to Jimmy in Fredericksburg. Jimmy, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Do you pick up the tab for anything?
Actually, I really don't. I mean, here and there, you know, I'll spot $10 or something like that. My daughter just recently turned 18. And, you know, the thing is we've always taught her, like, independence. You know, be your own person. Don't rely on somebody else. And, you know, she worked three part-time jobs to save money to get a car. She bought her own car. Now, we did help her a little bit with the down payment, but she makes her own payments and everything. She actually started getting a little tight on money, so she went out herself and got another part-time job because she has a full-time. Mm-hmm. And she got caught up, and she did all that on her own. We didn't have to sit there and tell her, you know, look, you need to do something. And, you know, she did it all on her own. And I think there's so much of society, I guess you can say nowadays, to where it's not only, you know, adult teens, you know, 18, 19-year-olds, but like you're always saying, people in their 20s, even 30s, that are living in mom's basement, you know they don't have to work because mommy and daddy's going to pay for everything.
Right.
And it's actually kind of scary that that's where society appears, that that's where it's going.
Yeah.
What's scary to me, too, is that parents don't mind having a 30-year-old who still lives at home and uses it like a Motel 6. They come and go as they please. They get the free breakfast. They show up for dinner, and mom does their laundry. Their laundry is put it in the pile. It's all done for them miraculously. I would never leave home either. And I've had parents say, no, but I like having them around.
Well, the
like,
trick
you're
is,
crippling
the trick,
them emotionally.
You, of course, have to kick the training wheels off at some point. But I will. I don't think that those 75% of parents who are paying adult children's bills right now in the country, not all 75% of them are lazy 30-year-olds.
Right.
I mean, there's
a
lot of people here in situations where I think, you know, the thing times are tough. Now, on the opposite end of this, I mean, I've known people who were kicked out of the house.
Yeah.
They were just kicked out. It wasn't like, you know, they loved them, but the right answer is kick them out now. Sink or swim, baby. Go find something.
Sure, our parents did that.
Yeah.
I came home I out of college. I had that summer off. I got a job. I was transferred to L.A. From L.A., I was transferred to Texas. If I wanted to come home for Thanksgiving or something, my parents didn't buy the ticket. They're like, you have a job.
Did you ever try and go home and then they pretended they weren't home?
No, but I did come home once. Listen to this. I came home once and my mother said, oh, leave your stuff in the TV room. I'm like, why? She goes, because there's a 17-year-old boy from Finland living in your bedroom. They took in a foreign exchange student while I was gone and gave him my bedroom. So I had to sleep on the couch.
It always happens. The foreigners taking American jobs.
That's it. That's a true story. Quickly, Alan in Southern Maryland. Alan, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
I wouldn't pay anything for him. I turned 18. I was told, you got to go. Uncle Sam wants you. And I told my son and my daughter the same thing at 18. She's in the Air Force, and my son's in the Marines.
Oh, man.
And they're both taking advantage of the military college funds. And actually, the military provides you with free phones at there. So I get a phone call all the time. They don't even need, they got cell phones, but they really don't need it because they got all that access free with the military. But no. You're 18. You gotta go. You're on your own. And the time you come back is a visit.
So, but they're going to be able to attend college later using the using the military. So that's nice. That's a nice plan there. They're earning their college tuition. That's great.
You know, we keep hearing about how like nobody really knows anybody in the military anymore, and it's true. The voluntary military force is so small. Alan, another person who just produced two offspring who went right into the service. I don't know. It's a pretty good morning for chatting with people who have given their kids to their country. That's pretty great.
And I really respect that. So thank you so much. 852 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
How much thought do you give to your carbon footprint? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. The term carbon footprint was coined by Canadian professor William Reese in 1992. In the simplest terms, it defines how much greenhouse gas you are responsible for. When you think of air pollution, you probably think of things involving travel. Car, buses, maybe planes. But what if I told you transportation is only part of the problem? A recent study published in the journal Science found vehicle emissions are actually dropping. That's thanks, in large part, to stricter environmental regulations. But chemicals in cleaning products, paints, perfumes, even printer ink, well, there's a lot more of those. Experts recommend looking for fragrance-free cleaning products and not using air fresheners or scented candles too often. Keeping plants around the house can also clean up your air as well. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops into the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Head into Firestone Complete Auto Care through April 2nd and get $60 on a Visa prepaid card by mail when you purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Because with the right set of tires, you don't have to buy a new car to make yours run like new.
Claim form required. For eligible tires and complete details, visit driveafirestone.com. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work, face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699, 202-466-6699, or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Do it today, and they'll even give you a special membership offer.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, thanks. You guys have a great day. Stay off B Street, though, between Bladensburg Road and South Dakota Avenue. Police activity has all lanes there blocked. 31st is closed, too, between V and Adams. So your alternate, New York Avenue, Rhode Island Avenue, or Fort Lincoln Drive. This traffic report sponsored by Dead Hotline. 66 westbound right after the Fairfax County Parkway. There is an accident on the shoulder. The Beltway's outer loop. After Richie Marlboro Road, a crash moved also to the shoulder. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed southbound just past Annapolis Road at the collision. And in Gaithersburg, 270 southbound near 370, watch out for debris on the road. Are you buried in credit card debt or student loan debt? Well, if so, learn how to reduce your debt to fractions of what you owe. Call now for free advice. 1-800-471-0216. That's 1-800-800-471-0216. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, hopefully you grab the rain gear. Showers will be around most of the daytime hours today. Best threat will be this morning. We've already seen some wet weather and more scattered showers throughout the day. 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
44 degrees in the nation's capital. 8:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you or your bed partner has sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try to get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but if you can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a small implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved to treat obstructive sleep apnea and offered at over 150 leading medical centers across the country. Join the growing number of people treating their sleep apnea with Inspire. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. That's InspireSleep.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome. MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those, why did I wait on this things? And if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
All right, so we're getting more news on this bilateral trade agreement with South Korea. I'm sure the White House is going to share it with us today. We'll find out some details.
And apparently, North Korea's Kim Jong-il going to China. Bad thing for us, apparently.
Armored train.
Getting takeout.
Yeah.
As it turns out, he
wanted Chinese
around,
food.
Oh. Went right back, got some of that General Chow's chicken. He loves that stuff. He likes it without the cashews, though. Does that have cashews in it?
It doesn't fill you up. He'll be back soon.
I've already gone over.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump says there is, quote, a good chance that Kim Jong-un will now do what is right for his people and for humanity. Mr. Trump says this morning that China's Xi Jinping told him his meeting this week with the North Korean leader went very well.
Xi Jinping is saying that the alliance is a strategic choice. And very interesting, Kim Jong-un floated the idea of denuclearization provided South Korea and the U.S. cooperate in the future.
Correspondent Ivan Watson. With just a few weeks left to file your income taxes, Maryland officials are now cracking down on tax fraud.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot says his office has stopped processing electronic tax returns from 20 preparers at 24 locations in Maryland, Virginia, Texas, and California because there have been too many questionable returns received.
We are intercepting them, putting them aside, not paying for them.
Among the businesses being investigated, Immaculate Money in District Heights, OAS in Germantown, and New Valley and Company, also known as Prologic Tax in Rockville. You can see the full list on our website. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some people say Maryland is the most gerrymandered state in the country. Well, today, the U.S. Supreme Court takes up a case brought by some Maryland Republicans who claim the state's 2011 redistricting silenced their voices.
They're making the case on First Amendment grounds, says St. Mary's College political scientist Todd Eberle.
They've been punished for choosing to associate and express themselves as Republicans.
It's uncharted territory for the Supreme Court. It's been hesitant to take on partisan gerrymandering for a few reasons, Eberle says.
Among them, the feeling that there was really a lack of a standard that you could use to judge whether or not a partisan gerrymander has taken place.
Former Governor Martin O'Malley admitted the 2011 redistricting had the express purpose of electing a Democrat in the 6th District, moving 10 times more people than was necessary.
You really just have to ask yourself, why would you do that if not to achieve a political end?
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland lawmakers have passed the state's nearly $45 billion budget. The spending plan includes $200 million for future education funding. But some Republicans argue that that money is actually part of the added revenue that Maryland's expecting as a result of the federal tax overhaul and should be returned to taxpayers, not spent. A Prince George's County corrections officer has been charged with attacking his wife in her sleep and repeatedly stabbing her with a knife. 45-year-old Armando Rodriguez is facing charges of attempted murder and other counts. Not just some women in the U.S. Senate are unhappy with the chamber's inaction on sexual harassment.
Every one of the 22 women in the Senate, Democrats and Republicans, have signed a letter to Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer expressing their deep disappointment in the Senate's inaction in moving forward any legislation that would overhaul how claims of sexual harassment are handled on Capitol Hill. The House passed a version of such legislation last month, which set up a process for handling sex harassment complaints and would hold lawmakers personally liable for paying settlements.
Correspondent Scott Carr. You won't find Cosmo at the checkout at Walmart.
The retail company says it's removing the women's magazine from checkout lines in its thousands of stores across the country after conversations with the National Center of Sexual Exploitation, which works to highlight the negative effects of porn. The organization accuses Cosmo of placing women's value primarily on their ability to sexually satisfy a man, saying that plays into the same culture where men view and treat females as sex objects.
Correspondent Sierra Crawford. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,858, the NASDAQ at 7,009. Up next, traffic and weather on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
$1,000.
Awesome.
Four chances each weekday.
Awesome.
It's 4K a day, and it starts Thursday on 105.9 FM and AM 630.
I just won $1,000.
WMAL.
Chris Plant here. If you've tried online dating, you're probably suffering from ESS, excessive swipe syndrome, where every dating app has you swiping and swiping with nothing to show for it. Thankfully, there's a cure for ESS. It's Just Lunch. The It's Just Lunch dating process works because their matchmakers first get to know you, learning about your likes and dislikes, then personally hand-select matches from their exclusive member base. It's Just Lunch will provide you with high-quality matches in low-pressure situations. It could be a casual lunch or drinks after work, face-to-face with someone who shares your interests and your seriousness about dating. With spring upon us, delete those dating apps and start going out on real dates. Call or text It's Just Lunch at 202-466-6699, 202-466-6699, or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Do it today, and they'll even give you a special membership offer.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs clean. Go to joehadid.com.
905. 905 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, Bill, the westbound Severn River Bridge is closed because of an accident. All lanes are blocked. It's at the west end of the bridge. In the district, B Street between Bladensburg Road and South Dakota Avenue closed by police activity. All lanes are blocked. It's an active suspicious package investigation. In addition, 31st Street is closed between V and Adams. And so your alternate would be New York Avenue, Rhode Island Avenue, or Fort Lincoln Drive. 66 westbound after the Fairfax County Parkway. An accident has been pushed to the shoulder. Police are there. The outer loop of the Beltway after Ritchie Marlboro Road, a crash moved also to the shoulder.
Well, hopefully you grab the rain gear. Showers will be around most of the daytime hours today. Best threat will be this morning. We've already seen some wet weather and more scattered showers throughout the day. 59. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44.